Hello and welcome to the Chad Hastie Show Afternoon Podcast. I am Chad Hastie, host of the Chad Hastie Show, which airs right here on News Talk 790 KFYO, online at KFYO.com. And of course, you can listen wherever you go with the Radio Pup app. Just download it for your iPhone or Android device, and you can take the show wherever you go. On tomorrow's program, we're going to be talking a lot about voter ID, Wendy Davis, and dangerous drivers, and females being really bad parkers as well. Went to Hobby Lobby this afternoon with my wife, and of course, Hobby Lobby, full of women all over the place. Went out to the parking lot, looked around, and it seemed as though every single car was parked at an angle, which was really weird because there are no parking spaces at an angle in the parking lot. So I have to wonder, what's up, ladies? What's going on when you drive into the Hobby Lobby parking lot? Is it a free-for-all? Are you just so excited about running into Hobby Lobby and saving 50% off on selected items that you just can't wait and you just park your car wherever it goes? It was so bad that the car that was parked next to us when we came out was like parked halfway into the driving lane, like where cars are going back and forth. It was pretty bad. And ladies, I even heard one of you, I don't want to blame all of you, but I heard one of you park your car and go, "Wow, I'm really crooked," laugh and walk away. Come on, ladies, park a little bit better at Hobby Lobby. The deals will still be there, and you'll still have to wait in line for 30 minutes in order to buy one thing. It'll be okay. The AJ also has a pretty good article about dangerous intersections in Lubbock, and readers citing bad drivers in the city to blame for some of the bad intersections. You know, the intersections they list, not a big surprise: Loop 289, Slide Road, 82nd and Quaker, 4th Street and Frankfurt, Loop 289 and Quaker, 19th and Quaker Avenue. I'm surprised that 50th and Slide Road didn't get listed on there because it's become really bad lately, it seems. It doesn't help when people try to use the street to cross when they're wheelchair and they don't use the marked lanes in order to do that. But you see a lot of accidents at 50th and Slide Road. I would say between 50th and the Loop, and even beyond that on Slide Road, very dangerous as people just forget how to drive. Today, a couple of interesting articles out about voter ID. The governor in North Carolina signed what the Washington Post claims is an extensive voter ID law. Of course, Democrats aren't too happy because it's going to, block black people and Hispanics and the elderly and the poor from voting. The Washington Post says the move likely to touch off a major court battle over voting rights. The Justice Department weighing in a legal challenge already to the new law. The measure requires voters to present a government-issued photo ID at the polls and shortens the length of early voting from 17 days to 10 days. It also ends pre-registration for 16 and 17-year-olds who will be 18 on Election Day and eliminates same-day voter registration. Go North Carolina, go. I think it's a great thing that they did today by signing that law into the books, shortening the early voting period from 17 days to 10 days is fine with me. I've got no problem with that. You could get rid of early voting if you wanted to, and I'd be okay with that. I've got, I don't really like early voting that much. It's okay. It's fine. But at the same time, things could still come out about candidates during the early voting period where may make some people want to change their vote or regret their vote. Even though I do, you know, participate in early voting, I wouldn't have a problem if they got rid of it. Of course, the Democrats, the left, coming around saying that minority groups are going to be affected by this, that the poor, the elderly, the Hispanics, the African American groups, they're going to be hit hard by this because, of course, in the North Carolina law, it says everyone must present a voter ID except for white people. White people are exempt from the North Carolina. No, they're not. Actually, everyone has to show a voter ID, so it affects everyone the same. As I've said about the Texas voter ID law, if you're going to bitch and moan about going and getting a free ID, which in the state of Texas, it's absolutely free to go and get your voter ID. You just have to wait in line. If you're going to bitch and moan about that, you're probably too lazy to get your ass off the couch and go and vote in the first place. So I don't really care if you feel disenfranchised by the need to show an ID. You had to show an ID to do everything else in this country, to board a plane, to get money out of the bank, to go and get your Obama phone. You have to have an ID. Get over it. Go get an ID. Show it when you go to the polls. Do what most people do. Most people have to show their driver's license anyway, because once we get the voter ID card in the mail, if you're like me, you just toss it to the side and forget about it. Want to remind you to tune in to the Chad Hastie Show weekday mornings 8:30 to 11 on News Talk 790 KFYO in Lubbock. You can listen online at KFYO.com and wherever you go with the Radio Pup app. Be sure to follow me on Twitter at Chad Hastie Radio. That's at Chad Hastie Radio on Twitter. Email chat at KFYO.com. We'll see you Tuesday on the Chad Hastie Show on News Talk 790 KFYO.